As we talk this morning about some different realms of ministries that are happening in the life of the church, we've broken it down by way of worship, fellowship, and service. So our call at Centerpoint is pretty simple: to become more like Jesus every day in every area of our lives. And the three practices that we take on at Centerpoint are worship, fellowship, and service. And so I want to share just a couple things with you by way of worship, things that have been happening in the life of our church. I'm very, very happy to report this to you, understanding that God still has work to do. That last year, as far as folks that have reported back to us, 26 people accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior through the ministry of Centerpoint Church. Now, the scripture says that there's more rejoicing in heaven over one person who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. So we have our work cut out for us also in the future, because the population of the world is continuing to grow and the mission of the church is continuing to be relevant for the world around us. Now, in your folder there, you see that 20 folks have already accepted Christ this year. That's actually wrong. It's 22 that have accepted Christ already just in these first 3 months. And so we thank the Lord for bringing salvation into the hearts and lives of people through the ministry of the church. One of the greatest things that happened this past year, not only, I believe, for the life of our church, but also in my own life, was the gift of sabbatical. Very quickly, in the Church of the Nazarene, if a pastor stays at the same location for 6 consecutive years, if it's possible in that location, then that pastor receives a sabbatical, a time of leave from the administrative portion of the ministry, and is able to go and refresh and recruit. That was possible for me this year. And so I want to thank you once again for the opportunity to come alongside our church board and for me to be able to step back with my family October 15th through January 7th. We're able to refresh and recoup. And here's the thing. This is such a blessing. I can't tell you how awesome it is to be a part of a church that is healthy enough, that is vibrant enough, and that has enough trust in their leadership to allow something like that to happen. Centerpoint, the very nature of sabbatical is a testimony that God is at work through us and is His church, and He's going to build it. Amen? Yeah. Now, one of the coolest things that happened through sabbatical was our Making Your Mark series. And that's where you did not hear from me. You heard from 4 different voices of individuals who grew up in the life of this church that God placed a call on their lives for ministry. And today, each of those individuals are out doing the ministry that God has placed on their hearts. And so that was a great celebration of what God has done in the past. But I can tell you that even today, God is actively calling people into the ministry through the life of this church. And we celebrate with those folks today. And we're going to continue to pray and come alongside those folks as they prepare and plan for whatever the future God has for them. Now, also by way of worship, Kevin Davison is up in the loft up here. Everybody wave at Kevin up in the loft. Yes, yes. Kevin's up there. You can't really see him. It's kind of dark. This year, Kevin felt that God was calling him to start and launch a YouTube channel on behalf of the church. We haven't traditionally videoed our services and our sermons. Already, we've heard from folks who were sick, folks who were physically unable to get here, and folks who were on vacation who've been able to come and thank Kevin for this ministry. And this is a plug, okay, if you're not subscribed already to the YouTube channel, Kevin tells me we need 15 more subscriptions before YouTube will give us our own link, right? Is that right, Kevin? Ding dong, okay, thumbs up. So go to the YouTube website, look for Centerpoint Orlando, get subscribed, but more importantly, if you're not here on a Sunday, please catch up. What we're doing at Centerpoint is we're having conversations throughout our life and our walk together. And so when you miss, you are missed, and I want you to stay on track with the conversations that we're having. Hey, give it up for Pastor Ryan right here. Pastor Ryan, our children's pastor. Pastor Ryan and Melissa developed a great team around them, and they're making it happen each and every week for our kids. So good when they can be in here to worship with us. One of the gifts that we receive every Christmas is our children's Christmas musical. And Falafel House was this past week, or this past year. Great time of them proclaiming the birth of Jesus for us. And so if we stay true to form, this fall semester, we'll kick back up for what's coming up in the new Christmas season as our kids would come together to be able to celebrate and proclaim the goodness of God's movement through us. Our Christmas offerings also happen every Christmas, and I want to thank you again for your generosity on behalf of the church. Our Christmas offerings this past year have helped us do several things, not the least of which are love pantries at both Deerwood Elementary School and Andover Elementary School, and those are opportunities for us to bring food and hygiene items into the schools so that ultimately no child ever leaves school any day or on the weekend without the vital things that they need. And so also what happened through our children's renovation or our Christmas offering this year was our children's renovation. So if you haven't seen the new flooring and the new paint back in the children's wing, take a tour through there. And thank you for your generosity and your giving to help us move forward. Already this year with Christmas offering, we're continuing to help missionaries and the organization Care for Pastors. And we're on the brink now of some renovations in our youth ministry wing. All right? That's what I have for you by way of worship. I want to introduce Don Myers to come and share financially with us.
Thank you. Good morning. So a chicken and a pig were walking down the road. They stumble upon a billboard. A little laughter. There we go. We got it. The difference between a contribution and a sacrifice, right? So I'm Don Myers. If you haven't had a chance to meet me, I am the new secretary of our church finance committee and the secretary of the church board. And I love the message of that funny little cartoon. And the idea of total sacrifice really resonates with me as we talk about worship and money. In Romans 12:1, Paul wrote that, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." Our worship for him demands total sacrifice, everything that we are. And I feel so blessed to be a part of a church that gets it, that understands that our giving is very much an act of sacrificial worship. Throughout your handout that you have there, you'll see that there are summaries of many of the financial accomplishments that we've been able to achieve with God's help over the course of the last year. Over the past year, we raised and expended $1.6 million. More than $870,000 of that comes directly from your faithful giving of tithes and offerings. Your church board is entrusted with the responsibility of being good stewards of the money that we've been given. And so we seek to be faithful, just as you have been in giving, in the spending of that money. Much of what we spend that money on is obvious to you. We are in a building for which we pay a mortgage. We have a fabulous staff that we enjoy compensating in the way that they earn, deserve, and more. Much, however, of what we do is not so obvious. We pay district budgets every week. We pay a part of what we receive to our district in order to support the denomination, in order to support our regional university, Trevecca Nazarene University, and to support pensions and benefits for pastors who are retired. We give generously to the World Evangelism Fund through your gifts, to missionaries around the world. We pay building and liability insurance premiums. We maintain the air conditioning. Aren't you thankful for that in the middle of summertime? Amen. And we maintain things like fire alarms and other things around the building that just may not be so obvious to you. We want you to know that we are grateful for your sacrificial giving as we endeavor to build the kingdom together. I want to take just a moment and thank Kristen Idiels. Is Kristen here with us this morning? She's sick. I'm so sorry. If you see Kristen, you need to pat her on the back and thank you. She has faithfully led the finance team for the last 2 years. We are current on all of our bills. We continue to be faithful with the money and do things responsibly with it. And briefly, I just want to tell you that your new finance team consists of myself, Jeff Foley, Jim Getz, Shelley Miles, and Zach Phillips. And I encourage you, if you ever have any questions about the finances of the church, to ask. We endeavor to be transparent in all of that. We want you to know and understand how it is that the dollars that you give to the local storehouse here are used for the building of the kingdom. Thank you so much for everything.
Good morning. My name is Caroline Teal, and I am excited to share with you this morning about the GROW ministry here at Centerpoint. GROW stands for God Renewing Our Women, and I want to take a minute to share with you what is GROW and what God is doing through GROW. We meet weekly here, Thursday mornings from 9:15 to 11:15, and we have about 75-plus women that are coming, joining together in a time of breakfast and in a time of Bible study together. We have childcare for the younger children and the other kids that are in school during that time. And we break down, and we have probably about 25% of the women that come are from Centerpoint. We have some that go to other churches. We have some that don't go to church at all. And most of the women that are coming are looking for a place that in this journey that they can have some encouragement. They can have somebody to walk alongside them to say it's okay in the messy place that you are at to show up and just make it here. And as many of them may come for free breakfast and free childcare, they keep coming back because they are learning the truths and the promises that God has for them. And we are seeing women's lives changed. We are seeing families' lives changed, children's lives changed. And it's really an incredible thing that's going on. Outside of Thursdays, because we know we have a lot of working moms and working women, we also have a woman from our group here, Stephanie, that she leads holy yoga. So we have women that are coming simply that want to physically care for their bodies, but when they come, they're hearing scripture, they're listening to worship, they're being prayed over. Again, they're getting a God touch there. One of the unique things about GROW is that we have women of all ages and all stages of life. If you were to come on a Thursday morning, you would see half of this sanctuary cleared, 9 tables set up, and at each one of those circular tables, you would have 8 to 10 women at each table. 2 of those women are co-leaders, a younger mom, and then we also have what we call our Titus II leader, where we have a woman that has raised her children, that is further along in her journey to encourage those that are maybe in the new stages. Maybe they're a single mom. Maybe they're, you know, have teenagers. That it's a really beautiful thing that we are seeing. Again, it is filled with people from different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different denominations, different religions, that they're simply coming to look for support and look for encouragement, and they're finding Christ in that. And the greatest thing that's going on with GROW is that GROW is growing. We are literally, we are growing. We added a 9th table because we had almost 90 women register for our last semester. And we are outgrowing our childcare because we have so many women that are just feeling the need in that. So I would love to have the opportunity to share with you more, or Andrea Schlottman, who is on vacation today that I co-lead with. We would love to talk with you about how you might be able to be a part and how you could be praying for the women in the ministry.
Good morning. My name is Brandon Shattuck. If you don't know me, I am Pastor Alyssa's husband. Sometimes I refer to myself as a pastor's wife, which I know my role very well. Alyssa and I had the privilege of leading the Financial Peace University class this semester, which was on Wednesday nights. If you're not familiar with FPU, it's basically a godly perspective on personal finance. It's a 9-week class centered around video lessons led by Dave Ramsey. The class teaches you how to live on a monthly budget, pay off all your debt, live completely debt-free, save for emergencies, invest for the future, and be a generous and joyful giver. This semester, our class was made up of 14 individual families. At the beginning, as a class, there was a total of $620,000 in non-mortgage debt. We had $385,000 in liquid savings, so that's non-retirement savings, and 61 open credit card accounts. These stats, I feel like, are pretty impressive. By the end of the class, as a class, we paid off a total of $52,833 in debt. I feel like that's pretty impressive. We saved a total of $13,500, and we cut up 26 of those credit cards. Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. So that's the kind of stuff that we do throughout the class. One individual story that I'd like to point out is that of Brandon and Corey Gibbs. They were in the class. A pretty common quote that Dave Ramsey uses a lot is, "You need to happen to your money instead of your money happen to you." So basically what that means is you need to tell your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. I think a lot of us can relate to that. I think the Gibbs would tell you that before FPU, their money was happening to them. But since FPU, they're definitely happening to their money. Every class, they had their budgets laid out. Like, they were our star members of the class. They were discussing the lessons together, and they're now working the debt snowball and are making amazing progress. So that's awesome. They're doing a great job. So in closing, if you're interested in taking FPU, please come and talk to me or someone on staff and let us know. We're definitely going to be offering more classes in the future. We'd love to know what kind of participation to expect on that. And thanks a lot for letting me share about it.
Good morning. I am Judy Beeler, and I am representing the prime timers and the senior adults. The one thing I enjoy the most about being a senior adult is that I am a grandmother. And I get to enjoy my grandchildren, whether it's a day in the park, or a day at Disney, or a day of manicures and pedicures, or a day of just watching a movie with popcorn. And then when I am exhausted at night, I send them home very spoiled, filled with memories, and also full of sugar. I see our young adult couples come through the doors, and I know a lot of them don't have grandparents here. And I was praying and asking the Lord, what kind of a ministry can we do for these young young adults and these new parents? And so Melissa Martin approached me with a ministry, and of course, since I was already praying about it, it was a very quick yes. Every new baby born into the CPC family, after mom and baby are home for a week, get a fruit basket from Primetimers with a card that says, "We've been where you are. We know about the sleepless nights. We know about the 24/7 days, and we know about the endless loads of laundry. We are here for you. If you ever need anything at all, we are a phone call away." And sign the prime timers. The senior adults this year, one outstanding thing we did, we had a member of our group whose sister lives in Puerto Rico, and she and her house made it through the hurricane just fine. But she was cooking on a grill in her garage, and it was not hooked up properly, and so it exploded. The house burned down, and she was in the hospital for quite a while. And of course, we immediately began praying for her and for her healing. But we wanted to do something tangible. So we took an offering and sent it off to Puerto Rico by way of her brother. And now she knows that there is a congregation in Orlando, Florida, who not only prays for her, but loves her.
So, yeah, they were, the video on them way back is a lot different. They're all sleeping on the way back. I think they just got back about 24 minutes ago, so they may be here. So they gave me the mic, which is pretty cool, and I just want to let you all know in a little secret that Pastors Javier and Fabiana are amazing individuals who love the students at this church. Just blessed to have them. So a few other things to celebrate in the youth ministry. Trips like going to TNT. This past year, there was a mission trip, two mission trips, one to New York City, one to Miami for the middle school kids. If you were here earlier, you saw some of the videos there. Great times. Camps and retreats. There was a summer camp. There was a fall retreat. There was a spring retreat where kids just get to get away from their busy lives, learn to serve others, learn to disconnect from electronics sometimes, learn to appreciate what they have, especially those that went on the mission trips there. Great times, but also a celebration for what you all and what the church has done with over $14,000 in scholarships to the Jim Cummins Memorial Fund that allows some of these students to go. Over 73 kids got to go to camp. Over 40 kids got to go to mission trips because they were affordable. On Sunday mornings last year, we averaged about 20 kids on Sunday school, which means there's room for more. Where last year we went through the Bible from Genesis to Revelations and talked about how some of those situations, those people in the Bible, what they went through, and how could that apply to these students' lives. We spent all last year doing that. It was a great series. And then this year we started on a discipleship series where we're starting with the basics of what it means to be a Christian and leading up to, as we get to the end of the year, on how to go and make disciples. So we're pretty excited about that. And then on Wednesday nights, it's a time for the students to come out and hang out for a couple hours. They can come and they can play in the gym. They can just hang out with their friends. But it's also a great time of a service led by, normally it's Pastor Fabiana, preaching a sermon. But it's kids having time to reflect on the message and share what they're really dealing with. It is unbelievable the transparency that these students have. They're dealing with stuff. Has anyone here ever been a teenager? Okay, so maybe we can remember the kinds of things that these students are going through. And they share those things with one another. They put those prayer requests down, and then we're honored and privileged to pray with those students. It's a great group of students, great group of kids. I can call them kids. We love them, and great things are in store for 2018. Thank you.
One of the things I want to help you do, that we want to help you do, is connect. So if you're here at Center Point and you're not connected, the fellowship portion of our mission and vision is about connecting you to other believers so that you can grow and learn and be in fellowship and community with one another. We know that by experience, life itself is difficult enough. And to go through life alone is unbearable at times. We don't want anybody living life on an island. And one of the things you've heard me say from up here numerous times is that circles are better than rows. And that grows out of the conviction that you could sit in a row at church and look at the back of someone's head for a long time and still never know them any better or what's going on in their lives. We want to put you in circles. And for us, those circles come in many different forms and fashions. For us, our women's ministry is a circle led by Carolyn Novak. Carolyn, thank you for all you do for our women's ministry. Our men's ministry is led by Shane and Golia. Same thing, Shane. Thank you so much for bringing the men together in the life of the church. I want to thank today all of our Sunday school teachers that meet at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning here in the building. We still have community groups that are meeting in the homes of folks all throughout Orlando. And we know that even new people from the community are being invited in those community groups. And last but definitely not least, one of the ways we want to help you connect as adults is through our Wednesday night electives. Our newest elective just started last Wednesday. That's led by Andy Lockery on prayer. So if you want to connect, you want to get to know some folks, get into a circle of what it means to develop friendships and walk life together, please reach out to one of these ministries, men, women, community groups, Sunday school, our Wednesday night electives, and let us help you as adults get connected. You with me? Say uh-huh. Uh-huh. All right.
All right. They gave me the mic, and I have a big chunk, so get ready. All right. If you don't know me, I'm Pastor Ryan. I'm the children's pastor here at Center Point, and I love being the children's pastor here at Center Point. And one of the things that we do lots of things throughout the year. There are a lot of numbers, a lot of events, a lot of things in your annual report. I just don't have time to talk about all of them. So if you would please take a look at that, that would be awesome. But one of the things that we launched this semester is Kids Clubs. And we've had our Club 45. That's a ministry to our fourth and fifth graders. We've had that for a few years now. And I was getting a little frustrated with Wednesday nights. Things were kind of crazy. Things weren't going well. I didn't feel like we were doing everything that we could be doing for our families here. And so I started thinking about this club idea that we had for our older kids. And I thought, well, what if we do that for all of our kids? So we had been doing a great job at discipling. We'd come in, they'd have great Bible lessons, hands-on activities, but we kind of revamped that to clubs. And so they have three options to be able to do on Wednesday nights. So we had baking and science and guitar for our first session. We've got a few new ones, painting, soccer, and ukulele for this session. And so what Kids Club has done and what's exciting about it is I see a lot of faces of kids that I have never seen on a Sunday and I don't ever see on Sundays. It's a whole different group of kids. We do have some that are the same, but it's a lot of different kids. And what I like about it is it's intentional with the discipleship still, but now we're also being intentional about reaching our community. It's a lot easier to say to a friend, hey, come join me in my baking class than, oh, come to church, right? So we're trying to reach our community, reach our families who may not be able to afford guitar lessons for their kids, but they're able to bring them to church and get a taste of that, and still getting a wonderful Bible teaching and just great fellowship. And so I'm really excited about Kids Clubs. If you want more information, we did start up last Wednesday night, but it's not too late to join. We got plenty of open spots in soccer. So if you want to see me after church, we can get you signed up for that. Also, right before church, you saw a promo video for VBS. VBS is coming up at the end of June. We've changed it from July this year, so get July out of your head, get June in your head. June 25th through the 29th is VBS, and we're doing a Rolling River Rampage this year. Our kids are going to go on the ride of a lifetime, camping, water rafting, all safely in a building with fake water and fake mountains. How about that? All right, so it's going to be a great week in the life of our church. Registration is open. It's on our website. So if you go on our website, you'll be able to register, find a lot of information for VBS. So we are very, very excited for that. Now we're going to transition away from fellowship, and we're going to continue to worship through the giving of our tithes and offerings. If you're an usher, if you go ahead and come forward. Jeff mentioned our Celebration Scholarship Fund. If you don't know what that is, it's a fund that we donate like to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, just different things in our lives to help get our kids and our teens to camp, mission trips, all those things that he talked about. We get to take off $100 from kids' camp. It starts at $220. We get to cut $100 off of that. And I can't tell you how awesome it is as a children's pastor to be able to look at a family and say, we're going to take care of this for you so it's not a financial burden. And I mean, it is truly a blessing to be able to say that to families. So I want to thank all of you all who have contributed to that fund over this last year. It is truly amazing. So thank you so much. That does deserve. So today we are celebrating with the Foster family, Nicole Foster's 14th birthday. So happy birthday, Nicole. All right, and let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for today, and I ask that you continue to bless this church the way that you have blessed us, and I just pray that you will help us to be faithful stewards of the gifts that you have given each of us. We love you so much. Amen. All right, our ushers are going to go ahead and start taking offering, but one of the things that we like to do around here is have fun, and so we also like to thank people, and we can't do anything here without all of you guys, all of you all of our wonderful volunteers. And so one of the things that we get to do every year is ovations, and your church staff kind of makes fools of themselves. And we don't usually show people who aren't the volunteers because we kind of want you to volunteer and come to the event. But this year, we're going to give you a little taste, all right? So during offering, we've got a taste of ovations this last year. It's a fun night every year. Thank you so much to all of our volunteers who work tirelessly to keep the ministries going here at Center Point. We're going to transition over into our service portion of the morning. And one of the awesome new ministries that we launched this year is Parents Night Out. And Parents Night Out is a very awesome, fun, energetic, tiring evening where we watch kids for free for the parents.
single parents, anybody who wants to bring their kids and go have a night to connect, to just rest. I think this last Friday night, somebody literally sat in the parking lot and was in quiet. So it's a great night. And I just want to tell you about, we've had a few of them. And this Friday night, I got to talk to a little girl named Madison. Part of what we do at Parents Night Out is we do have a lot of fun, but we do children's church, kind of. It's a pared-down version of it. But I do what some of the things that we do in children's church. Pastor Wayne, Pastor Javi take our fourth and fifth graders. They do a more, you know, older devotion for them. And so I just do church. A lot of these kids are not churched. That's the goal of this ministry, is to get families in this building that we may not see otherwise. They would never come to a church service. And so I pray like normal. I talk about the Bible like I normally do at church. We do everything the same. And so after I was done, and this week I gave an invitation, you know, if there's anybody that wanted to accept Christ into their life. And so when I was done praying, I said, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or if you just have any questions, come talk to me. And so Madison came up to me and she said, I don't know what you just did. I said, okay, Madison, what do you mean? She goes, what's prayer? So we were able to talk about prayer. And I said, do you go to a church anywhere? No, this is the first time I've been in a church building. And I said, okay. I said, well, what questions do you have? And so she said, well, who is this Jesus guy you talked about for 10 minutes? And I said, I would love to tell you about Jesus. And so we had some conversation. I told her, you know, about Jesus and what he's done in my life. And I was able to talk with her and answer a lot of her questions. And she said, Pastor Ryan, I still don't know about this stuff. So is that okay if I don't ask him into my heart tonight? And I said, you know what, Madison, that's okay. I said, that's all right. I said, you know, sometimes it takes even adults a little while to question things and to kind of wrap their brain around some things sometimes. I said, so, you know what, any questions you have, you come talk to me. And she said, you know what, he sounds like a good guy. He sounds like I might want to be his friend, but I just want to think about it for a minute. Will you guys pray for Madison, please, this week? Thank you. I don't know who's next. Megan.
Thanks, you made me get up here almost in tears. But hi, I'm Megan Blue. I'm the upper director here at Centerpoint. This past season, we had over 100 kids playing basketball and cheerleading here in this very room. It's always a very exciting time for me because I love kids and I love sports because that's what I went to school for. So this is the time that I get to do that. I've been doing this for the last 10 years here at the church. So I just love being able to speak into kids' lives from kindergarten to sixth grade. And something that was really cool this past season was that I had several kids that have now grown out of Upward that are now coaching for me. And so that makes me feel really old. And I'm not that old. But that's just really cool that they have felt called to come back and coach as their coach had coached them. And so that's just kind of coming full circle now for me. So that is one thing. And then another thing I wanted to share with you was our church staff was able to share some of our testimonies through video, thanks to Kevin for filming for us. And I have had several conversations come out of those testimonies with our families that have come on to Upward on the Saturdays and throughout the week. And so that's just really cool to be able to hear those questions and conversations. And that's the reason why we do Upward. It's not just to play sports and have fun. It's to reach out to those families in our community. So I'm very excited to be hopefully starting Upward Soccer in the fall. So if anybody is interested in helping me with that, we always need more volunteers. If you've never been by on a Saturday during basketball or soccer in the fall, come by. And it's really an exciting time to see the kids throughout our community.
Good morning, I'm Darcy, and I'm the director of Journey. Every year,
Do y'all notice the sticker on her? Sorry, I'm going off script. That means she's serving in Kinder Church this morning, came in here to give her report. So thank you very much. I appreciate you.
I hope this doesn't put me over my limit of time, though. Okay. Start over. Okay, anyway. At the beginning of the year, I always give the teachers a Bible verse that we're going to go by that year. And so this year, our Bible verse was 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. So I'm going to share a story that I have from a parent with you. Okay, it says, Journey has been such a blessing to my family. We have attended several other preschools, some Christian and some secular, and nowhere compares to Journey. Our experience here has been amazing. They treat us with such love and care. My son, who is in first grade now, came here for VPK and was having a difficult time hitting other students. Not only did they work so well with him to help him learn better ways to deal with his feelings, but they also cared so deeply for him to feel loved and cared for. Furthermore, in every interaction that needed to happen with me, they were so kind to me and expressed a strong sense of being in my court. I have always felt lifted up and supported as a parent from the staff at Journey, no matter the behavior of my children. I now have twin girls who just started back in the three-year-old class here at Journey. They attended here last year and had a blast. This year, we decided to move them to a school closer to home, but halfway through the year, one of my girls started acting out at the new school because she had figured out how to get what she wanted. The new school made me feel both like I was a bad parent and there was something wrong with my tenacious, loving, fun, imaginative little girl who does great for me but requires firm boundaries. We were extremely blessed. God opened two spots up at Journey for them. My girls were welcomed back with the love and joy I've come to cherish from the staff here. They've given her boundaries she needs to thrive while loving her so deeply that she can't wait to go each day. This school has been the biggest blessing my family has experienced in this crazy journey called parenting. We could not say enough good things about the school and the amazing difference it has made in both my life as a mom and the lives of my children who come singing the praises of our Lord and Savior. So we just feel so blessed that we get to do so much more than get kids ready for kindergarten. We get to teach them the love of Jesus and their families. So thank you guys for your prayers and your support, and we're looking forward to another great year.
Good morning. I'm Joan Tiller, and I want to share with you all about Central Care Mission. When I think back about Central Care, it was a time in my life when I asked God, would he please show me how to serve others? And I was searching for a place, and someone introduced me to Central Care Mission. And there were about 15 to 20 men at the mission during that time. And I kept thinking, how am I going to be able to serve these men with the areas in their life that they need help with? Well, not really knowing what was going to happen, I served as the chairman of the board for 17 years. And right now, I'm also serving as the chief financial officer for the mission. At this time, I'd just like to ask the Central Care men that are here today, or the graduates that are here today, I'd just like for you to stand. Please stand. Thank you. Now we have 55 to 60 men in the mission, which is in the Washington Shores area. We also have some other board members in the church, and I know some are out there helping others, but I know Judy Beeler here on the platform is one of those, and I know Sharon Thomas has been a board member, Anita Crowder has been a board member, and Lucina Jones, who's out in the plaza, also serves as our treasurer. Lucina won't give you a check unless you really, really talk about what the need is. Also, it's very exciting for all of us to look at the continued growth of the men and learning, seeing them learn how to bring about stable transportation for themselves, housing for themselves, as far as jobs before they leave, and also the community involvement. But it's also wonderful to be able to see the spiritual growth of all the men. Central Care, over the years, we continue to reach out to the community for the support, not only for the support of funds, but also the support of the community, because there are many out there's lives that need the support that's offered at Central Care. Some of the things that we've done, though, to help with the funding of Central Care has been, for about 12 years, we had a Taste of Compassion, which was in downtown Orlando. Every year, we have a golf tournament. You've probably seen some of the slides. Sometimes I'm wondering if they're come to play golf or if they're just coming to eat lunch. But at the same time, last week, we had our fourth annual breakfast event at the Rosen Center. And we were very excited because at that event so far, we had almost 600 attend the breakfast. And so far, we've raised $140,000 for the mission. I'm also here to say that the mission has grown because of the housing that we have purchased directly around the mission's campus itself. Houses as well as duplexes for the men's in order to be able to expand. And we're continuing to look at wanting to have a new building so we can continue to expand at Central Care. And what's very exciting to us as well, in September of this year, we will be debt-free at Central Care. Most importantly, though, I want to thank you. I want to dearly thank you on behalf of Central Care, because without CenterPoint, there would not be Central Care. The ministry at Central Care was created in this church, very, very small house. But let me just say, God has been with us, and it's through this church. You continue to pray, you continue to give, you continue to support the men in Sunday school as well as church, and in many, many ways. But without you, we wouldn't have Central Care. And yes, I am very thankful that God led me there. I'm so glad that he led me and taught me how to serve others. But God also taught me to never serve alone. So remember, you may be next to be asked to do something.
One of the greatest blessings we had this past year actually came in one of the worst times for us, not just as a state, but throughout our region when Hurricane Irma came through. And you remember those days. You have your own stories about how Irma unfolded for you and your family, your friends. And one of the blessings we had as Irma approached was the opportunity to open our building to families from our community who needed a place to stay, my family included. And so as Irma came through, we had 8 different families staying with us, folks from the Gulf, folks from here in Orlando, and really created very much a kinship family, kind of grew out of that time together. We know there's tremendous need still throughout the islands because of Irma, but opportunities to love and serve continue to present themselves. But the blessing of space and the blessing of safety during that time was very real, very evident, and fellowship occurred through that time. We also were able to host missions groups that made their way down from North Carolina, Virginia, and even as our building here, we're able to serve as distribution sites for needs and ultimately redirecting a lot of the supplies that were coming in from the north down into the Gulf and the Miami area. And so great opportunity to love and serve with a resource that God has given us in our building and in the asset that we have here with our space. One of the things that we are serious about at CenterPoint is the idea of loving and going and doing on behalf of others. Jeff mentioned earlier that our teens had the opportunity to go to New York City last year, and also our middle schoolers were able to go to Miami. Our adults were able to spend 10 days, actually 14 days, to and from Swaziland, Africa. That was a great opportunity for 12 of us from the life of the church to partner with the Luke Commission as they are loving and serving folks throughout the country of Swaziland. And once again, I want to thank you for all that you did to make that happen. And the truth is while we've seen opportunities for adult trips here recently, it's been a while for us. But there's going to be some new movement in the life of our missions organization. And so in the Church of the Nazarene, NMI, the letter NMI, stands for Nazarene Missions International. And on a local level, we have an NMI president. That is the person who stands before us and calls us to attention around the things of missions, not only on a global level, but also a local level. And so I'm very pleased this morning to introduce Franco Lesameda as our brand new NMI president, and want to just present you with a video greeting from him this morning. Hey, the joke's on him, because even though he was on a bus for 12 hours through the night, Franco is actually here right now. They just made it in. Franco. In case you missed that earlier, about 40 folks, teens and adults, have been driving through the night from Nashville, Tennessee, where they were at Trevecca Nazarene University all week, and just made it in. And so they're unloading and getting settled. Some are going to sleep. Some will be hanging out later for the picnic, I'm sure. Franco, thank you for stepping into this very important role for us to remind us of the call that God's placed on us to be ministering to our community and to the world around us. And you're going to see and hear from him more in the days ahead. One more time, thank you so much, Franco. It's a joy for me this morning to actually be able to introduce to you two of the faces of Nazarene missions. You know, it's not uncommon for us to stand up before you and to talk about Nazarene missions and to be able to say, you know, we have missionaries in 165 different world areas all around the globe. And it's not uncommon for us to challenge you to give financially or prayerfully to the reality of the work of missions around the world. But today, we actually get to celebrate two of the faces of Nazarene missions. The Tibby family is currently serving as missionaries in the Eurasia region of the Church of the Nazarene. Stefan, originally from France, and Sandra, originally from Switzerland, have served as missionaries for the Church of the Nazarene since 2007. Stefan was raised in a committed atheist family and was religiously devoted to science until he ran up against the limitations of science that caused him to lose its faith and its infallibility. But God's prevenient grace was at work, first opening him to God's love through the film The Mission that led him to buy and read his very first Bible. Sandra grew up in several Arab-speaking countries, but returned to Switzerland, her home country, when she was 16, and she met Stefan later while studying law at university. In 2007, they answered God's call to be missionaries. Living in Uganda, they served in the neighboring countries of Rwanda, Congo, and Burundi, while later serving in Central Africa. In 2017, they moved to Germany, where Stefan is now the education coordinator for the Eurasia region, and Sandra spends much of her time coordinating prayer and fasting initiatives throughout the region. And so it's my joy this morning to introduce and to hear from Stefan and Sandra Tibby. Will you welcome the Tibbys here with us today?
Thank you very much, Pastor Dwayne. Bonjour, guten Tag, marhaba, hallo. I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus, and I bring greetings from the beautiful and diverse Eurasia region. It's a mouthful, but it's that big. It's a very big region, and as you see on the screen behind us, it goes from the UK. Like one border is the UK, the other border is India and Bangladesh, all through the Middle East and going up to Europe again, with Central Europe as well. And by the way, in Central Europe and other countries where there is orthodoxy, like in the Middle East also, the Middle East region, they are celebrating Easter today. Yeah. So it's my joy to say to you, the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. And in Arabic, El Masih Qam, Hakkan Qam. And with this, I'm very happy to be here. I'm from Switzerland. My mom is from Lebanon, so I'm half-half. My husband, Stéphane, is French. So we really represent that beautiful and diverse region, as I said, through our little persons. We were very blessed to serve for 10 years on the Africa region. And as Pastor Dwayne introduced us earlier, we were able to say yes to a new call, which was the call back, if we can say, to Europe. We live in Germany, but actually from Germany with others, we serve at the regional office. It's like the headquarters, if we can say, for all of Eurasia. So for all this this region that you see behind us, it's a Eurasia region. And we would be very grateful if you could accompany us in prayer. We are very thankful for the many ways you have been and you are supporting missions all around your own community and even further. And we are grateful that you're also supporting the mission going out there in Eurasia. If you want to find ways to pray more specifically for the Eurasia region, you could go on our website. It's called eurasiaregion.org, and it's on our on the screen behind us. So eurasiaregion.org, and there is a magazine, like an online magazine called Where Worlds Meet, and there you have each month the possibility to see how to pray specifically through stories and articles that come all around the region, how to pray specifically for the many faces of Eurasia. And you can see also how the Lord is working there. There are many good things happening. There are also many difficult things, one of them being secularism, and people having no clue about God, many empty cathedrals and churches, and turning sometimes into bars and nightclubs and restaurants. People can also go camping, church camping. So, but we know that it's not about a building only. It's really us as believers in the Lord who are the church. But it still is a blessing when we can meet together. So all this to say that, yes, there are winds of opposition blowing in Europe especially, in other countries where there's persecution, like in the Middle East. But at the same time, there is God's Spirit that is alive and well because our Lord Jesus is raised from the dead. As we said, he's living, he's interceding for us in heaven. And as we said earlier in the song, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So thank you for, excuse me, joining us in prayer. And I am coordinating prayer and fasting on the region. If you're interested to speak with me, how you could come alongside us in prayer, I would be very happy to talk with you. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sandra. Good morning. You will probably notice I have a very slight French accent. We are honored to be with you. The mission with the Church of the Nazarene, it's more than 160 nations touched. That's quite a few. We have been serving in Africa for 10 years, and I have learned a few lessons. I would like to share one of them with you before we went to the Eurasia region between Europe and Asia, where we serve now. To give you an idea, it's a region where we have a few churches in the West, because in Europe it's a tricky thing. Christianity has been so deeply touched by secularism. Of course, in the US you don't have this problem, I know that. The truth is, we need to fight a battle in Europe, because secularism has kind of wiped out Christianity in Europe up to a certain point. And you know what? It's coming to your country also. So that we have a battle to fight there. We have another battle to fight in Asia, where we have places where we have, like in Bangladesh, 3,000 Nazarene churches. I'm education coordinator. We have to train the pastors. Do you imagine the challenge in a new country where we came in not so long ago to train 3,000 pastors? That's a huge challenge. But I love it. And we pray for us. You can imagine the struggles, how I can pull the few hairs I have. And I would like to share what the Lord taught me, because we speak of being Christ-like disciples. The very first one who disciples us is God through his Holy Spirit. And when we were serving in Africa, for 6 years I struggled to have a church growing. We were pastoring a small church. And I asked God, what is the problem? And then I realized I had one problem. I had crowded my life with studying scriptures, with teaching, with preaching, and I had outcrowded my life from prayer. I was praying 5 minutes a day. You know how it is in our modern world? We bring always more stuff in our lives. You know what is one of the first things we get out as Christians? Prayer. Then I began to ask God to wake me up early to pray. Well, it worked. I began to wake up at 3 in the morning, at 4 in the morning. And through this time in prayer, I realized a very simple thing that I had forgotten. So simple that I was ashamed. I realized God began to speak to my heart. God began to give me impressions. And as I began to follow what I sensed God wanted me to do, I began to see transformations. In Congo, where we had 300 churches, I spent mornings in prayer for this country that God loves so much. And I felt I was supposed to speak about very simple things, about the importance of prayer, about humility, and about God who wants to bring revival. And in a district, in a war-torn country, we began to pray during a night of prayer, wash feet in humility, and we began to see how God transformed this district who started to have revival. I would like to ask you a question. Have you outcrowded prayer from your life? Have you filled your life so much that you struggle to spend time in prayer? My friends, I will be honest with you. You want to see the power of God in your life? I have one technique: prayer. Because God is the one who transforms our lives. If we don't give him time, he does not have much to transform. I challenge you. Let us come on our knees and to learn the power of God through prayer. Thank you.
One of the joys of being a part of the Church of the Nazarene is the brother and sisterhood that exists literally around the world. And the Tibbies paths, my path crossed with the Tibbies back in Kansas City as we were in seminary together and worshiping together. And it's great to see how God is moving through your lives, and we will be praying for you. When you give to the Church of the Nazarene, you're supporting and coming alongside folks just like the Tibbies and hundreds of others who are out there loving and serving. Well, hey, if you're visiting with us today, my name is Pastor Dwayne. I'm the lead pastor here at Centerpoint. So good to have you at our celebration service. I hope this has been celebratory for you. It's very difficult every year to try to figure out how do you encapsulate a year into just a few minutes. And so will you put your hands together, show your love for all our leaders up here that are helping us out.